This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. There's nothing like talking to people who are rooted in their neighborhood. It's like sitting on the stoop with them or being led to their favorite places and getting the inside scoop on what matters in their community. WHYY's NICE partnership brings together the voices of people throughout Philadelphia that don't often get amplified in mainstream media. NICE stands for News and Information Community Exchange. WHYY's Eric Marsh Sr. is spearheading the exchange, a collaboration with producers, publishers, journalists, artists, and laypeople who help connect our audiences to diverse communities. I spoke with Eric Marsh Sr. about NICE. He says it's all about storytelling.
Yeah. One of the things that I think is common is this idea of a storyteller. People who share the stories of their community, of their culture, of their neighborhood. And that's one of the things that I really love about NICE and the idea behind NICE is that we're looking for and connecting with people who are the storytellers of their communities. And it really provides a richness and a depth to the storytelling from both the audience perspective, also the folks who are the subject of a story.
Well, you and I have talked about the expression parachuting in, where a journalist, maybe me, I have a story idea and I approach a certain community, a certain person, and I'm in, I'm out, I'm done. But with the community journalism that we're talking about here with this collaboration, that parachuting isn't happening. There is much more connection, right?
It's much more connection and it's a greater sense of respect for the community. It's not to say that there isn't a level of respect that exists for reporters that come from outside of the community, but there's a different level of understanding, a different depth of connection and relationship. And so community members and neighbors, when you're talking to them and being interviewed, they know that you have their best interests at heart because you come from that community or there's a pre-existing relationship.
Eric, one of my favorite NICE projects is radio and web-based and supported by Plan Philly, which is known for its in-depth original reporting on Philadelphia neighborhoods. It's Emma Restrepo with the 47 Bus.
Alba Martinez was born in Jayuya and raised in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Her story in our city is remarkable.
Yo me mudé a Filadelfia porque estaba buscando una ciudad que tuviera una presencia latina. Y también estaba interesada en trabajar en proyectos de justicia social.
We have listened to this Plan Philly series in the last year. It's a wonderful series. It takes us up a bus route, the 47 bus, the SEPTA route, into communities. A lot of them are Latino communities.
I love the idea of using the Route 47, because it literally connects communities together in a range of socioeconomic conditions. I think it's brilliant. And that's just one of the examples of what NICE partners bring, this ability to see the everyday common theme in a different way.
And the other example of someone who I think our listeners are getting more and more familiar with is POC, Proof of Consciousness. She's a local audio producer. Let's listen to some of her project, Mad or Nah.
Oh, but really, what are you mad at?
Yep, you already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC. Nearly half of Philadelphia's firefighters, as well as police officers, have skipped out on the COVID-19 vaccines. So I hit the streets of Philadelphia to ask community residents, are they mad or nah?
POC comes with her own style, and there's just a richness and a rhythm to it. And many people have said, like, they've never heard anything like this on public radio. A voice that is inherent to Philadelphia.
Eric, NICE is really opening doors.
It is. Many years ago, I think maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, WHYY did an internal audit of its newsroom and the diversity of the organization in general. And to WHYY's credit, they saw that they were lacking in many areas before this became a national conversation. And so the move towards opening the doors and being more inclusive and more community oriented, it's really starting to pay off.
Most definitely. NICE putting an underscore under the word public and public media. Thank you so much, Eric Marsh Sr.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. I really appreciate our time together.